Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. Today in the news, the Central Bank of Norway, where old-fashioned cash is now used less than anywhere in the world, says it's time to take the next step, exploring the digital currency, reports Bloomberg. Norge's bank governor, Olsten Olsen, says that the case for looking into their feasibility has now been strengthened. The bank plans to spend the next 2 years building its knowledge in the area and doing experimental testing of technical solutions to make sure that it understands the purpose and consequences of introducing a CBDC, that is, central bank digital currency, he said in a report published last Thursday. Well, throughout history, people have revered gold as a sign of wealth and a store of value. Today, gold not only is a precious metal, but it's also a precious investment, reports Virtual Capitalist. In fact, in 2020, 47% of the global gold demand, the largest share, came from investors. Gold can protect investors during tough times while preserving capital for the long term. Investors added gold to their portfolios because it offers many investment benefits. For example, gold has always maintained its value in the long run. Between 2001 and 2020, gold's annual return averaged 11.2%, outperforming other key assets, including equities, bonds, and treasuries. Well, the Fed is in the sand as inflation threatens, reports Wall Street Journal. Expectations are high that an economic boom is coming. Vaccines are allowing people to get back to normal life. So if everybody agrees the boom is coming, why does the Fed remain so sanguine that inflation will stay close to its 2% long-term target? The central bank's outlook rests on experience of the decade following the 2007 through 9 recession. But things are very different today, they write, raising the risk that the Fed may be caught flat-footed by higher inflation. Fed should be more realistic about the current risks and prepare markets for a timely unwinding of its asset purchases and eventual rise in interest rates. Well, at one end of the spectrum, you have the pure optimist. He thinks everything's great and always will be great. He sees all negativity as a character flaw. Part is rooted in ego. He's so confident in himself that he can't fathom anything going wrong. In the middle, we have what I call reasonable optimists, those who acknowledge that history is a constant chain of problems and disappointments and setbacks, but who remain optimistic because they know setbacks don't prevent eventual progress. At the other end of the spectrum, the pure pessimist thinks everything is terrible. It always will be, and sees all positivity as a character flaw. Part is rooted in ego also. He has so little confidence in himself that he can't fathom anything going right. He's the polar opposite of the pure optimist and just as detached from reality. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a great day to buy it today.